WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christie Titans against the Green Hills Griffins. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action tonight alongside the Mark W. Daly here on WKHM. Thanks for joining us tonight as the Lumen Christie Titans off to a excellent first, probably two-thirds of the season or so, 14-1 overall, although they did have to fight a little bit last night, 60-55 at Northwest.
First time, really, they've been challenged this season. I mean, 13 games, they're blowing their opponents out of the water. They hit a little hiccup against Riverview Gabriel Richard last week, kind of breaking their perfect season. And that wasn't even really a close game. Riverview just kind of ran away from them. And then last night against the Mounties of Northwest, at Northwest, five different ties in the game, same number of lead changes until they kind of pulled away a little bit there in the fourth quarter to get the win. But, yeah, really the first time this Titans team has been challenged this season.
Yeah, as you mentioned, pretty much all the wins for this team has been just big-time blowouts, you know, 20, 30-plus points all season. And then I think their next closest win was 10 points, which was over Stockbridge on December 20th, but really nothing within single digits like that.
Well, and Stockbridge is no joke either. They're kind of fighting for, there's like four teams kind of fighting for the top spot in that Big 8 conference. So there's, I mean, the Big 8's a tough conference, and to get a win over Stockbridge like that, that's a quality team. But yeah, Lumen playing in the CHL, it's almost like CHSL, it's almost like every game they play, it's a tough opponent. I mean, the CHSL, we've seen it. We see it in football. We see it in basketball. Saw it in baseball last year. It's like anybody they play in that conference is going to be a tough, it's going to be a tough contest.
Yeah, and this is this is a Lumen Christie team that's just been really building over the last couple of years. Of course, they went through a rough stretch for a really decent time. 2015 to 2022, they had a combined 27-110 record, and then started to build 13-11, first winning season in forever there in 2023, and then last year 23-6, took a big step forward, and they're looking to take yet another step forward. They went to the quarterfinals last year, falling to Gabriel Richard, who they fell to earlier this season, but again, just trying to take that next step, trying to maybe make a Final Four appearance. That would probably be the next step at the very least.
The next step is going to be Riverview Gabriel Richard again.
Yes.
we spoke with Josh Trope last week, and he says that since they came into the Catholic High School League, that has just been a great rivalry that's starting to develop between that team and this Lumen Christie team. But, I mean, the road to get there is not going to be easy. The districts, and he's one of the few coaches, it's so refreshing to talk with a coach who doesn't say, well, it's going to be one game at a time, because it can't be that. You have to plan. You have to know your opponent. And they've been looking at that district. They've got Grass Lake in there. They've got Hanover Horton in there. So it's not going to be an easy district to get out of. He actually took the team on a bus ride last week to go watch Grass Lake play so they can see what they're going to have coming up in district. So, yeah, that's obviously the plan, to make as deep of a run in the playoffs. But, I mean, it starts with those building blocks throughout the season, getting to the districts. Of course, you want to earn the top seed there so you can get at least the bye, right? And then into the quarters or regionals, quarters, and semis. And they're going to face Riverview along the way.
Yeah, that's inevitable. That's the team that they have to topple if they want to really try to make a deep run in the playoffs, because it's inevitable they're going to have to run into them.
Mm-hmm.
And
after they get past Grass Lake or Hanover Horton.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, those two teams are definitely no slouches, as you mentioned. It's going to be a fight to get out of districts, much less to advance through the regional portion of the tournament. So, Lumen, they definitely want to try to take that next step, but obviously they've got the Green Hills Griffins in front of them tonight, and then they'll have a couple matchups against Father Gabriel Richard, different from the Gabriel Richard
right.
that gave him problems earlier this year, and then also Divine Child before the Catholic League tournament. And then after that, they'll have one more regular season game, a non-league matchup with Niles Brandywine, and then it'll go into the districts and so on and so forth. So, of course, trying to keep the winning streak going, up to two games now following that Gabriel Richard loss last Wednesday, coming in off that 60-55 win to Northwest last night. So second night of a back-to-back for these Titans. And we're going to chat a little bit more about the other side of the hardwood, the Green Hills Griffins from Ann Arbor. That's coming up in 3 minutes. You've got the WKHM Boys Basketball pregame show here on 970 AM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Basketball action this evening for the Lumen Christi Titans and the Green Hills Griffins from Ann Arbor. A little bit of a rough season for them, 2-9 overall. They actually started off 2-0 with wins over Central Academy and Annapolis, which is not a bad team, before starting a 9-game losing streak with their 74-34 home loss to Lumen back on December 10th. So it was Lumen that started this losing streak for Green Hills, and Lumen, unfortunately, that's going to be a tough task to try to end their losing streak against the Titans.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough task for them. If memory serves me correctly, they have yet to find a win in their conference. So yeah, it's going to be a tough road to go to try to take down that team that took you down way back when. Boy, just how you say that, it sounds like it was so long ago, but it really wasn't. So, yeah, they've got a tough thing to climb here tonight. I'm looking at their bench because this is a team we don't know a whole lot about. I'm trying to see if maybe there's some dynamics of the team that change. I'm not seeing any injured players, any kids that are not dressed hanging out on the bench. So it appears that they're a pretty healthy squad. It does look like they're a little small.
Yeah, that's probably a big issue for them. Just not, if you get a team with a lot of size, athleticism, especially on the glass, that could be a big problem. So that's probably been a factor. But just a rough season. All of their losses as well, blowouts. Their closest loss was 15 points to Whitmore Lake, and their worst loss, 71-14 to Gabriel Richard. And we obviously know how good
that is. Wow, yeah. So, okay.
Big drop-off for this Green Hills team from last year. They were solid 14-10. They had a playoff win over Grass Lake, and then they followed that up to a playoff loss to Arbor Prep. And Lumen last year swept both of the matchups with this Green Hills team. So this is going to be a tough matchup for Green Hills. As Lumen, again, they're trying to continue their winning ways as of late after a close one last night. Hmm. So,
that's what we're anticipating anyway.
That's
why they play the games. And again, we don't know too much about Green Hills, but what we do know about the Lumen side of things is, I mean, every name on the roster is a familiar name. We called out their names during football. We saw them a lot in baseball. I mean, the thing that we know about Lumen is they are just stacked with athletic talent.
Yeah.
But what Josh Trope said last week is, we want our teams to be competitive, but we also want them to have good experiences. First and foremost, we want them to be good people.
Yeah.
And that's you have that coming from the coach of a basketball team. You just know that the whole program, top to bottom, is doing it right.
Yeah, and that it's more about some of those other lessons, those other life lessons beyond just the lessons on the hardwood or on the field, whatever it is, it's those life lessons that, you can apply to all other areas of your life that they're trying to instill in these guys. So just trying to, again, continue their winning ways. And it's, even though this is a team that is struggling, Green Hills, you know what they say, it's always tough to beat the same team twice in the same season. So
it is, and then if you meet them in the postseason, that third time can be is not going to be a charm either, it is tough to do that, because at this point in the season you've got a little familiarity with each other. You kind of were able to maybe dial in what their weaknesses were and go after it at that point. You know what not to do against a certain team. So yeah, all of that comes into play, and of course they met each other so long ago. At this point in the season, both these teams are a little bit different at this point in the season. So, yeah.
Yeah, and as you mentioned,
play the games.
Yeah, and month and a half ago, it's like for high school basketball, that's like an eternity ago. Mm-hmm. It's like it doesn't even feel like it was within the same season because it was so early on. But,
right.
Lumen trying to repeat, trying to once again go for the regular season sweep over the Green Hills Griffins. And trying to get their third win in a row. Meanwhile, Green Hills trying to snap a 9-game losing streak, as I mentioned, dating back to December 10th. So that'll do it for the pregame show here on WKHM. Coming up, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off between Lumen Christie and Green Hills. Coming up in 3 minutes on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
This is Jeff Beals, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Ready to tip things off between Lumen Christie and Green Hills. We go through the starting lineups first for the Green Hills Griffins. Noah Corley, Josh Dorfman, Cade Mason, Rowan Tyndall, and Andrew Chen. Head coach is Jason Pickett. Meanwhile, for the Titans, starting five is J.J. Brown, Cadale Williams, Cash Kalahar, Timmy Crowley, and Luke Trope. Head coach is Josh Trope, as the jump ball is going to be won by Williams. Tips it forward to Kalahar, and it's immediately turned over on the near side, stolen by Corley. As the Griffins have their first possession going from right to left on your radio dial. Despite being called Green Hills, not a lick of green on their uniforms, wearing navy with white numbers. Meanwhile, Lumen in their home white uniforms, green numbers trimmed in gold. Three-pointer on the left wing off by Mason. And then the pass up ahead stolen right back by Mason. So a couple turnovers for Lumen in their first two possessions.
Already, yeah, right off the bat looking a little sloppy off the foot that first possession. Just a bad pass that second time.
Green Hills at the top with Corley lines up the three. That's off the heel and out, rebounded by Kalahar. Lumen up the floor, stopping on the left wing, back outside for Crowley. Cuts into the corner, three-pointer up, and couldn't get the shooter's touch with Brown, rebounded by Dorfman. Griffin's ball again, driving through, layup no. Mason is fouled, and he'll shoot two at the line.
Yeah, Williams, he just got beat on that play, and he tried to make up for it with the reach. And, you know, once they get behind you, it's going to be tough to make that up.
trying to make him earn at the line, which Mason gets the first one to fall after it bounced off the heel. It got the shooter's touch and dropped, giving us our first point. And his second free throw does not fall. It's 1-0 Green Hills, 1 minute into this one. Pass up ahead to the near corner. Trope with a pump fake, now passing it back around the perimeter. Now to the left corner for Kalahar. Dish down low for Williams, and he's able to score with the left hand.
Brought the defense out as he set up for that three on the far side. Saw that Kendall made the cut in. Found himself wide open and bottom of that key. Quick little dish up and in. Easy 2 points for the Titans.
2-1 Titan lead, 90 seconds into the first quarter. Dorfman at the top, now on the left wing for Tyndall. Now on the low block for Mason, backing down his man. Pump fake back outside, stolen away by the Titans. All alone on the fast break, it's Williams. Layup is off, but he is fouled from behind, and it's two from the line coming up for Kendall Williams.
He had a nice little soft pass that was to him with a little backspin on it. They just kind of gave it to him a little too slow. By the time he got to it, the defense had already caught up to him.
He'll have to earn the two the old-fashioned way. Noah Corley on that foul, his first team's first. Williams, first free throw in, nearly out, but then dropped after hanging on the front of the rim for a moment.
Yeah, kind of danced there a little bit, a little tightrope walk action.
Takes his time on the second one. That's short, but the offensive rebound down to Trope. Another try for the Titans, trying to get some extra points here on the backdoor cut. Wide open layup in with Kalahar.
Well, already you can see it. What the Titan offense does is they just spread them out, leave the bottom of that key wide open. All of a sudden, a white jersey comes cutting through and gets the easy two underneath.
Two easy buckets for the first two field goals for the Titans. Is the three-pointer way too strong for Mason.
That was a Caitlin Clark three.
Couldn't get that one a drop. Titans up 5-1, 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Driving through the lane, now outside, drive and kick, three. Kalahar, too strong, rebound Corley.
Well, there they did the exact opposite. They drove in, defense crashed, and they threw it to the open man outside for the three attempt.
Now inside the lane, back outside for Chen. Long two, that's off the heel and rebounded by Trope.
Just not getting those field goals to fall for Green Hills tonight.
Sidestep three on the dribble. That's off the mark for Crowley. And once again, another rebound for Green Hills as they try to settle in offensively.
Yeah, everybody wants to be shooting that three. And if it's not working for you, you got to work the ball in, get those twos.
Working it outside now on the left baseline for Dorfman. Off to the left elbow, back out to the perimeter. Takes a dribble through the lane, back outside for Dorfman. Stopped at the left elbow. Back to the perimeter for Mason. Sidestep, doesn't pull the three over Trope. And a pass intercepted by Williams all along the fast break, and it's a one-handed jam on the left hand.
Yeah, you can see that one coming from a mile away. Well, I mean, down here at the other end, he took one dribble, picked it up, and he had nowhere to go with the ball. Defense was just smothering everybody else. That's how they were able to get the turnover. Beat the man, got the slam.
Showing off the athleticism, Williams with five of the team's 7 points, 7-1 lead, as we got a travel call on the other end by Rowan Tyndall.
Looks like he just picked up, or rather dragged his foot a little bit on the pivot, and they called that. They're going to call that for you every time.
Got some substitutions for the Titans. We've got Isaac Mackey on the floor, as well as Gibson Shore and Logan Hammett. Lumen Ball. 4:10 to go in the first quarter, up six. Hammett has it on the left. Bounce pass to the top of the key for Trope. Back for Hammett. Zone defense here for Green Hills. Long three up and in from Trope.
Well, that zone defense that they're running, they're trying to double up whoever's close to the top over here. Excuse me. And when you do that, you get the quick passes going the other side. You're going to find an open man.
10-1 lead for Lumen. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Driving through the lane for Dorfman. Kicks outside. Now floater on the right block. That's off the mark, but an offensive rebound tipped out to Dorfman. Back outside, left wing three. Corley, yes.
Drains that three. I mean, Lumen got their hands a couple times on it as they're trying to get the rebound. Just couldn't rang it in.
Lumen moving the ball around nicely. Williams offline on the three. Offensive rebound put back, no, but a foul for Mackey at the line for two now.
Lumen, what I like about this is they're just scrappy. They're just scrappy. You saw it over here. They're scrappy on defense, almost causing two turnovers. And to get an offensive board like that, to be the one-way jersey to coming out when there's four blue jerseys down there to pull it down, you're playing some scrappy basketball tonight.
First free throw up and no for Mackey as there's a substitution here. Brock Merritt on the floor for Green Hills. Quick shout out to some of our sponsors here. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC. AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee, Softwater, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. Second free throw, that's also off the mark, and it's still a 10-4 Lumen lead. Now
doing like
half-court press here. Trapped, trying to get it into front court. Nearly a half-court violation there. 10 yeah. seconds. Corner three-pointer up, off the front of the rim, no, but another offensive rebound for Cade Mason. Pulls it back outside, left wing three, Tindell, no, rebound by Trope.
Yeah, half-court press kind of surprised them a little bit, just kind of came out of nowhere.
Drive and kick near corner three, Williams, and he bags another one. He's already got eight of the team's 13.
Yeah, and two of them are threes, and one of them was that slam. You can't leave him open. You can't leave him open. It looks like he's got that touch. He'll drain it every time if you leave him open.
Yeah, that was like an effortless play for Lumen, just kind of like just a quick dribble in by Trope, and then Williams just standing there wide open. Now Green Hills trailing by nine, just over 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Three-pointer in the left corner off the front iron. Offensive rebound for Tindell. Back outside, three-pointer. That's off glass and in for Mason. I don't know if he called it, but it counts anyways.
Doesn't matter. Slop slop counts.
Back outside, three-pointer straight away. That one's short and out of bounds for Trope.
Didn't have his feet set. It was kind of a fadeaway. I don't know. Maybe that's a shot that he can drain. Didn't make it that time, but didn't square up on that one. Just kind of bad shot choice at the top.
Yeah, a little bit of a rushed shot there. It's 13-7 for Lumen, 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Going up the floor, it's Corley trying to guide his offense there on the right wing for Merritt. Now back in the corner. Mason, a couple jab steps, fires the three, off the heel, out. Another offensive rebound for Chen, and nearly stripped away by Hammett. It's out of bounds on the near sideline.
What I love about this Lumen defense is they've always got their hands in there somewhere. They're always trying to create havoc. They're not letting Green Hills settle in to run their offense, forcing those bad shots. They're taking a lot of bad threes.
Yeah, that's like kind of their main goal here. It seems like they're just trying to generate three-point looks, but they're really not falling, and a lot of contested ones, too. Down low for Chen. Takes a dribble, right hook, and gets the soft touch around the rim.
That was a nice little big man move. Kind of faked it one way, drop step dribble the other way, up and in.
Drive and kick again for Lumen. Three-pointer in the corner, up and in for Logan Hammett, and it's raining threes for the Titans.
Oh, man, you leave those guys open on the perimeter, they're going to drain it. Lumen's having uncontested threes for most of the night.
16-9, Lumen lead, 55 seconds left in the first. Green Hills dish down low to a wide-open Tindell, and he's not able to finish.
Well, he was contested before he ended up letting that shot go. Lumen crashed down on him really quick.
Now on the left wing for Shore, kicks back out for William. Dribbles in, step out, back in the corner, three-pointer Mackey. Yes, and it's another long ball for the Titans.
With this team, it's not a one-man show. They are really good at sharing the ball, finding the open man, and getting the best shots available.
Five different guys already scoring. It's a 10-point Lumen lead, 15 seconds left in the first. On the right wing for Merritt, back up top for Corley. Drives on the right, now trying to find Chen down low in the corner. Three, Tindell, yes.
That's probably a good way for Green Hills that it worked out that way because they're looking for a shot down low.
Half-court heave at the buzzer off by Hammett, and that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Lumen leads Green Hills 19-12. Second quarter up next. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
19-12 Lumen over Green Hills, start of the second quarter. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Give another shout to some of our sponsors. Bucked Up Energy Drink, that's with a B. Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning.
That's some good stuff. That Bucked Up is good stuff. Had it earlier this week.
Probably help you get through some of those early mornings there.
It got me through the daily, that's for sure.
Green Hills with the first possession out of the quarter break. Pump fake in the corner now, stepping for a long two off the mark from Merritt. Rebounded for Wes Learned. Now moving the ball around for the Titans. Back up top, now on the right wing. Gets the head fake, driving kick back outside. Trying to move the ball around with this Green Hills zone defense. Swing it to the far corner. Back out to the top of the key with Trope. Zach Trope near half court. Now on the right for Cowan. Still trying to get the ball movement. Cowan, right wing three. That's just short. Offensive rebound pulled down by Learned and put back. Nobody is fouled.
Able to get up there, go over the defender to get the rebound. You have to be getting some air if you're doing that without going over the back. Put it back up. And again, on defense, when you get beat, that's when the fouls come in.
Wes Learned at the line for two. First free throw is off. He'll get one more try, though. Didn't play at all in the first quarter. Was one of the several Titans checking in at the quarter break. And the second free throw also off the mark, rebounded by Chen. Griffin's up the floor, right wing for Merritt. Guarded by Cowan. Dish down low for Rackick Dennis. And back out to the perimeter for Noah Corley. Takes the screen, picks up the dribble, and going to be an offensive foul on Corley. A little bit of a bow there.
They tried to, It did surprise me that was an offensive foul. I mean, he has crashed down on by two defenders in white jerseys.
Actually going to be called an illegal screen, I believe, on Maxim Rackick Dennis. 19-12 still for Lumen. No points scored by either team in the first 90 seconds of the second quarter. Brown pass fake in, gets it back. Now back outside Trope, deep three, got it!
He thought about that the last time he had the ball. There was a volley back and forth, and that second time he's like, yeah, I'm going to take it. Drained it, nothing but net.
That was Zach Trope's first bucket off the bench, and that opens up our second quarter scoring. It's a 10-point Lumen lead. 2 minutes in the second quarter. Green Hills left wing three. That's way too strong for Tindell. Quickly up the floor. Zach Trope over for Timmy Crowley. Back for Trope. Driving in through the lane, back outside, straight away three, Crowley off right, and it'll go out of bounds on the long rebound. Last touch by Green Hills.
Interesting. But, I really like what this Lumen team's doing on offense. They're finding the open guys to shoot. They pass it around out on the perimeter up high, and it's like the defense just kind of forgets about the dudes cutting back and forth underneath the key. So, I mean, they're always finding somebody open up high or down low.
Far three on the left wing. That's too strong for Trope, but another offensive board for Kalahar. Back for Zach Trope. Back on the left. Luke Trope, long ball. That's too strong again, but another offensive board for Kalahar, and it's stolen away by Tindell. Coast to coast, layup, no, contested. Offensive rebound put back, no. And then Green Hills loses it out of bounds.
Lumen's just not giving up any easy shots here. And when they do get the ball, they're just swarming all over them. They're putting their hands in the way of passes, of shots, and everything. It's going to be a long night for Green Hills if this continues.
Yeah, good play on both ends. Patient ball movement on offense as they beat the half-court press. Green Hills trying to change things up defensively as Zach Trope threatening the deep three. Would have been a deep NBA three even, but he doesn't pull it. Screen on the right, now on the cut for Cowan. Loses it, and it's turned over, stolen by Rackick Davis. Up the floor for the Griffins. 22-12 lead for Lumen. 4:50 to go in the first half of play. Corley dribbles up to the left. Now back up top for Merritt.
Unique look to their offense. You don't ever see two guys cutting up the middle at the same time.
Trying to change things up, trying to get more inside looks as Tindell trapped on the baseline and nearly has it stolen away and a foul committed by Kalahar trying to intercept the pass.
Yeah, Green Hills kind of dodged a bullet right there. You don't want to pick up your dribble right there on the baseline. On defense, you know, cardinal rules, you don't give up the baseline. And on offense, you don't want to give up your dribble and get trapped down there.
So they will hold on to the possession. Corley has it back across the timeline, guarded by Trope. Now on the left for Merritt. Pass fake in, goes back outside for Tindell. Steps in for a long two. That's wide left. And then a foul on the rebound against Green Hills.
There's three people, three white jerseys going up for that. Now one blue jersey going for the rebound.
That'll be the second on Maxim Rackick-Dennis. And Lumen going to go the full length of the floor. Williams back into the game for Ashton Cowan. And he gets the ball to bring the ball up the floor for the Titans. Just over 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Crossover left, then right around the screen. Picks it up. Now back into the corner and to the perimeter for Zach Trope. Back for Williams. Hesitates back for Zach Trope. And on the right for Kalahar. Swinging the ball around the perimeter, getting the defense moving. Trope lines up a deep three in and out. And the rebound pulled down by the Griffins.
Well, you know he can make that. He's already trained a couple deep ones already. You know he can make that.
Yeah, definitely has the confidence. Not the guy you want to leave open. And look at that. He's getting a steal. Outlet pass up ahead to Williams. 2-on-2. Ooh, miscommunication trying to find Kalahar down low, but Kalahar not ready for it, and it's out of bounds.
Well, they're trying to feed Hugo Andre, who is being defended by number 55, Zach Drope. You could say that was a little bit of a mismatch, but with how scrappy this defense is, they're able to get their hands in there and knock that ball away.
Now another half-court press for Lumen. 3:24 to go in the second quarter, and the pass up ahead intercepted by Kalahar down low for an easy layup in for Luke Trope.
Well, you know, Kalahar is used to catching things. He is the catcher on this Lumen baseball team, which made it to the state final this past season.
Another half-court press nearly got a steal out of it, but Green Hills wide open three on the left, too strong by Corley. And Lumen up the floor again on the near side. Williams back to the corner. Three-pointer up and in back-to-back. And that's one from Crowley prompting a timeout.
Now, we know that Cadell could have made that shot. He wasn't all that contested, but Crowley had the better shot down in the corner. Cadell unselfishly gives it up, makes the pass, and another easy three for the Titans.
30-second timeout called by Green Hills. We're going to leave it right here. 2:54 to go in the second quarter. 27-12 for Lumen. And Mark W. Daly, I have a stat for you.
What's that?
Green Hills Griffins, 0 points in the second quarter.
Very interesting. We still got, you know, a little bit to play, but interesting. Yet I'm not surprised by it.
Yeah.
You know, this Titan defense, scrappy. That's going to be the key word. Remember back on Pee Wee's Playhouse when they would say a word of the day and everybody would scream? That should be the word of the day, is scrappy.
They're making everything tough. Green Hills, of course, making a couple long balls in the first half, or the first quarter. But Lumen tightening up with the half-court press, which they get another steal from Cadell Williams out of the timeout break. And then the layup missed by Broden Burgess.
Sweet little Euro step on that, too.
And now another steal for Williams. He's just getting in all the passing lanes. Dish up ahead. Oh, off the foot by Trope, and it's turned right back over. He knew that was a mistake on his end. As Green Hills has it up top with Corley. Couple pump fakes and pass fakes. Trying to decide what to do with it. Now on the left for Tindell. Dribbles in, stopped on the baseline, back outside. Corley, three, off glass, takes a couple bounces and drops.
Hey, it counts. Doesn't matter how it goes in. Doesn't have to be pretty as long as it hits the net, right?
Hit everywhere on the rim and the backboard before dropping as Lumen. A couple more nice passes. Pass fake now in the corner. Three-pointer, Trope. Yes, again. That is another long ball for Luke Trope, and this will prompt another timeout.
Just the number of passes that Lumen makes until they find the open guy, strategically looking for the right shot, drawing the defense over to the other side to have it wide open over here for the three.
Buck 51 to go in the second quarter. 30-15 lead for Lumen. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Timeout subsides here. The home of the Titans, 30-15 lead for Lumen over Green Hills. 1:51 to go in the second quarter, and another full court press now coming for Lumen. Trying to get more turnovers. They've been forcing a ton of turnovers in this first half. Corley has it in the backcourt. Pass up ahead to Chin. And then pass tipped away. It's another steal, this time from Learned. Back for Williams, top of the key. Kick to the near side and outside. Williams again. Pass fake. Shoots it. Too strong on the long ball. And the foul called on the rebound by Wes Learned.
Yeah, he did do a little reach over the back on that one. You know, it's... I want to say there's been a little bit of consistency with that tonight because, you know, when they have gotten the offensive board, they've really skied high. That time, not so much.
And another turnover for Green Hills. This time on their O end, Corley just a little bit too hard of a pass, and Tindell not really ready for it, went through his fingertips and out of bounds on the far sideline.
Yeah, this full court press, I mean, it's just Lumen's just clamping down.
And they didn't start with it initially. It wasn't really until the maybe end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter, they started introducing a little bit of a half-court press, and then, bam, full-court press. They're really just putting on the clamps here as Lumen moves the ball around on the inbound. Now back to the near corner, head fake, back up top. Back in the corner, trying to find Williams, nearly intercepted, but Williams keeps it. On the left wing, nearly lost the dribble. Back to the corner, three-pointer on the way, Crowley, too strong, and rebounded for Corley.
Yeah, they had Trope over here on the far side, wide open.
Couldn't find him, but we got a blown layup on the other end for Mason. Lumen trying to push the pace through the lane, back outside, head fake on the three. Williams driving through the lane, Euro step layup in on a nice roll. Beautiful move for Williams.
Nice move, nice little touch on the glass. No matter where that young man is on the floor, he's going to be impactful.
10 of the team's 32 points for Williams. 25 seconds left in the first half. 32-15 Lumen. Green Hills lobbing it into the front court, trying to beat the press, and that's going to be straight out of bounds. Nice little box out there by Crowley, preventing the Green Hills player from trying to get that pass in the corner.
He couldn't get to it. He just made sure Green Hills couldn't get to it either. It was off a blue jersey and ensured the ball for the Titans.
Final 10 seconds of the half. 17-point Titan lead. Williams has it. Screen on the left for Kalahar. Crossover right. Kalahar near side. 3 seconds left. Williams back outside. Steps up. Straightaway three at the buzzer. Off the mark. And that'll do it for the first half of play. Lumen Christie putting on a clinic on both sides of the ball against the Green Hills Griffins, leading 32-15 at the break. We're going to step aside when we come back. Myself and Mark W. Daly, Going to break down what we saw in that first half. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Sorry, I'm jamming out to some rock and roll here as we're coming back here on WKHM. Halftime.
They're playing Miley Cyrus here at the Dome. You're going to break out a little Party in the USA later?
We can. We should try to convince Steve Boyle to make that one of our return songs.
I'm already playing the role of Brian Haynes tonight. So.
Yeah, it's not Steve Boyle alongside not Brian Haynes here from the home of the Titans. 32-15 lead for Lumen over the Green Hills Griffins, and it was a 19-12 first quarter in favor of Lumen, but really putting the clamps on defensively with a tough full court press, 13-3 second quarter for Lumen.
Well, in high school basketball, especially when we see Green Hills wanting to shoot the three, and basketball is a streaky game in high school. Well, it's a streaky game no matter what level. And if you start draining those threes, I mean, it's 32-15. You put five of those together, it's a tight, tight game. So, yeah, I can see why Lumen's putting the clamps down. Green Hills wants to shoot the three. And here's Backstreet Boys for you. So go ahead and jam out, Connor. It's all right.
And with high school basketball, what's one thing you're going to see with a lot of high-level teams? You're going to see a lot of pressing.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a lot of zone. And Lumen's been doing both extremely well. In order to beat it, How do you beat either crisp, smooth, on-point, fast, on-target passes? And Green Hills really doesn't have any good passers on this team. Like, the whole team, like, it's like all their passes are, like, slow. They're, like, lofting it. And it's just easy pickings for Lumen Christie in the passing lanes from the likes of Kadale Williams, Luke Trope. Crowley's gotten his hand on a couple of those. Pretty much everybody's been getting racking up the steals left and right. You mentioned it during one of the timeout breaks. Wish we had the steals numbers here. I would say this, Lumen's probably at least got a dozen there in the first half.
No, they've had a lot. They've had a lot. And like you said, they've shared the wealth. And speaking of that, it's a very unselfish team. I mentioned earlier, but we've got a little time to kind of elaborate on that now. Yeah, they're sharing the wealth on defense. But over here on offense, too, I mean, you've got guys who are giving up, contested shots, driving to the hoop, giving that up to the open guy to make the shot. Same thing. You're finding guys on the perimeter who, yeah, they can make that shot. It's somewhat contested, but they'd rather dump it off down low to get it to an open Kadale Williams or pass it around the horn one more time to find the guy open on the other side. They're passing it around to simply get the best shot possible. And obviously it's working for him, 32-15.
Yeah, and you said word of the day, scrappy. I would say that's the defensive word of the day.
Yeah.
Offensive word of the day, patience. That's what Lumen's been patient, moving the ball around. They're not settling for that first shot. They're settling for the best shot, and it's been working for them.
And you know what that is? Threes. That's coaching.
Yeah.
That's coaching. That's Scott Trope. Really getting these kids doing what they need to do and putting them in the best place to win.
Couple point totals here. Lumen led by Kadale Williams, 10 points in the first half. Luke Trope chipping in 8 with 2 long balls. And you got threes all over the place for Timmy Crowley, Isaac Mackey, Lugan Hammett, and Zach Trope. You also got 2 off the bench, or starting, I should say, for Cash Kalahar. Meanwhile, for Green Hills, 6 points, Noah Corley. Couple three-pointers in his name. Cade Mason with 4. Rowan Tindell with 3. Andrew Chen with 2. And that'll do it for our halftime report. Once again, 32-15 lead for the Lumen Christie Titans over Green Hills Griffins. We're back in the second half coming up in 2.5 minutes here on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second half about to get underway here between Lumen and Green Hills. Titans lead 32-15. Connor Dockery alongside Mark W. Daly as Lumen Christie going from left, make it right to left on your radio dial as Cadale Williams going for the one-handed jam but lost the handle to open the second half. Oh, and now we got a nice maneuver. Luke Trope intercepting the pass, going out of bounds, and then he throws it off of Rowan Tindell, and it goes out of bounds. So incredible. I don't even know if that will even count as a steal, but a turnover forced by Trope.
I think they call that the Harlem Globetrotter, don't they?
Yeah.
You see, you see Jokic doing it, and yeah.
Yeah, just a nice, smart, heads-up defensive play as Lumen on their second possession of the second half. Moving it down low for Williams. He just gets around his guy easily and scores on the low block.
Gets down low, does a little power dribble to give himself position, goes right. There was no stopping him.
More full court pressure. This time it's beaten by Green Hills. Chen now into the near corner for Tindell. Drives in back for Chen, and he blows the wide open layup. And then Green Hills gets it right back. Outlet pass intercepted by Corley. Through the lane for Tindell. Pump fake up and under. No, too strong.
So, again, that's just an example of them forcing the shot instead of kicking it out and setting their offense.
And a nice cut in transition with Kalahar. More great ball movement for Lumen, and they get a wide open bucket underneath the basket.
Cadell just picks his pocket.
Another steal. Just steals all over the place, and then a turnover for Trope trying to find Williams on the cut.
Kind of feels like Lumen's just getting a little sloppy with some of their passing right now.
Yeah, trying to thread the needle a couple times. It's 36-15 for Lumen. Just under 2 minutes into this third quarter. Chen lines up three on the right wing off the front iron. Rebounded for Cowan.
Yeah, Williams just kind of stepped back. Didn't challenge him on that three. Just let him take it.
Might as well if he's going to miss like that. Williams, he takes the three himself. That time it's too strong, and Chen gets the rebound.
Well, I was just going to say it feels like Lumen kind of had a change of plans coming out for the second half, trying to feed it down low, but well, then Cadell Williams tries to drain that three.
Green Hills, top of the key. Chen takes the screen, picks it up now on the left elbow. Back up top for Mason, the three. That's too strong, and another Cadell Williams rebound. Brings it up himself through the lane, kicks it outside. Three-pointer, Callen. Yes!
See, Cadell, when he drove the lane, he drew three different blue jerseys. Numbers, I mean, the math works out. You're going to have somebody open when that happens.
Nearly stolen on the inbound by Kalahar, but he trying to save it. He sends it right back to Green Hills, who beats the press. Now through the lane, layup good on the left hand for Tindell.
Able to beat the defender, find his way there, and nice touch on that layup, too.
First bucket of the second half for Green Hills. It's 39-17 for Lumen, and a foul through the lane on the Griffins against Andrew Chen.
Definitely seeing more driving in the lane early here in the second half. And I don't know, maybe that was part of the conversation coming out, trying to draw some of those fouls and just get themselves to the line. Not a shooting foul that time, though.
Zach Trope onto the floor for the Titans, and he's inbounding on the right side of the basket. Wamming it into the top of the key for Ashton Cowan. Now for Trope on the right. Pass fake. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now back for Cowan. Now on the right wing for Crowley. Just more good ball movement on the perimeter. Trying to work it in. Zach Trope back outside for Cowan. And now into the near side corner. Wide open triple from Kalahar. That one rattles home.
The Lumen bench saw it coming a mile away. Just the way they're moving the ball around, able to get that wide open three over here down in the corner.
Just wide open three after wide open three as Corley answers with a long ball of his own on the other end. Lumen through the lane. Can Lumen answer again? No. They get an offensive rebound, however, from Burgess, and then a foul on Green Hills on the rebound.
Yeah, Burgess just not the tallest guy out there, just muscling his way up there to get the board.
42-20. Lumen doubling up Green Hills here. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Tropez in the corner, head fake on the three, doesn't pull it. Back up top for Crowley. Crowley on the backdoor cut, lobbing it down low one more time. Dribbles, scores off the glass with Cowan.
Just again, you're feeding the guy who's cutting to the lane. Defense isn't looking for him, and he's able to get the pass and up and in.
Mason drives and kicks for Corley. Now gets it back. Mason, corner three. That's short. Rebound for Crowley.
He had a hand in his face when he tried to let that one fly, too.
That nice late contest by Lumen, influencing those misses, is in the corner. Pass fake, Cowan, and he takes the three himself, and he drains another one.
Nobody went out to challenge him. Nobody went out to challenge him. Coach feels like this one's starting to get away from him, so they call a timeout.
Three after three after three for the Titans, forcing that 30-second timeout. We're going to leave it right here. Green Hills trying to talk things over, but defensively, no matter what they do, Lumen just finding a way to get open shot after open shot. As we give a quick shout to some of our sponsors this evening, County National Bank, Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phillips Towing. 3:26 to go in the third quarter, 47-20 for Lumen. Just like that, in a flash, outscoring Green Hills 15-5 here in the third. Already more of a total score in this quarter than the whole last quarter.
Well, they haven't found the key to Lumen's offense yet. They just haven't figured it out. Lumen's beating them down low, beating them on fast breaks, beating them on cuts to the lane, beating them on wide open threes. They have not found any part of Lumen's offense that they can stop yet.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you want to come contest the perimeter, or we'll find an open look down low. Yo, you want to contest down low? We got a block from Crowley. Then we'll just kick it out for the three as we got a foul up the floor against Green Hills. It looks like a little bit of a frustration foul there on Corley, his third.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a frustration. Just a little bit of a push from the back, and he realized it as soon as he did it. His body language showed that he kind of regretted that. But, yeah, a little bit of frustration.
Lumen inbound on the near sideline with Zach Tropez. Cuts on the left wing, now takes the screen. Back to the right and then to the left wing. Through the lane, into the corner. Trying to get that open shot. Tropez near half court. Now back on the near side for Crowley. Lobbing it down low. Ooh, trying to find Kalahar, but it hit the backboard and then was stolen by Corley.
It would have been a tough one to get into Kalahar. There was two blue jerseys right there.
Green Hills moving it around outside for Merritt. Looking down low for Mason and into the corner for Dorfman. Back outside for Merritt. Corley on the right. Driving around Tropez. Picks it up back outside for Dorfman. Now on the left wing for Mason. Down low for Chen. Back it down to his man. Double teamed. Picks up the ball back outside. Green Hills trying to be patient on their offense. And an offensive foul for Dorfman with the elbow caught by Burgess. Turned over.
And you've got to be quick in order to set yourself up in position to draw that foul because your feet have to be there, you have to be set. And to do that, well, in the middle of playing good tight D, able to draw that foul for the Titans.
Couple substitutions here. Cowan, Mackey, and Hammett onto the floor for Lumen Christie, leading 47-20 over Green Hills. 2 minutes to go in the third. Through the lane, kicking it outside for Hammett, and then for Tropez. Back for Hammett. Dribbles in, Tropez. Still good ball movement. Back outside on the left wing, now down low. Double team by Green Hills, and the jump ball forced by Dorfman.
First thing they teach you in big man school is when you get the ball down low, you keep the ball high. As soon as he brought that down, that's when the gravy, it's like passing the gravy dish. Everybody wants to get their hands on it. So you got to keep your ball up high.
Green Hills going the other way with the possession arrow on that jump ball. Now for Corley Across the timeline, 1:43 to go in the third. Top of the key now on the left for Dorfman. Dorfman crosses over through the left, picks it up. Back outside, pass stolen away. Coast-to-coast layup up and in on the right hand with Burgess.
That was some speed just to get the to pick off the pass in the first place and then to take it all the way down, go coast-to-coast, and nice little touch on that layup.
29-point lead for the Titans. Just over 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. Backing off on the press for now as the entry pass nearly lost, and it's turned over on the save by Chen. Lumen pushing the pace up the floor, and there's going to be a foul on the drive called against Merritt.
Yeah, there was two guys right there. And, yeah, you get beat on defense. I feel like I'm a broken record here. You get beat on defense, that's when the fouls come in.
We're going to get a substitution, it looks like, as Lumen inbounds on the right side of the basket. Oh, no, it's actually going to be a
shooting foul.
Bonus free throw. Yeah, that's the fifth team foul on Green Hills. Just those frustration fouls early on starting to come back. It'll be a 1-1 for Burgess, who makes the first. Beg your pardon, it's actually just two guaranteed free throws. This ain't college. All right. One more on the way for Burgess, and he doesn't get it. Rebound for Griebel.
That was a rule change they implemented last year. They went away from the 1-1 and went to all two.
Yeah, it used to be the 7 and then 10 for each half, but I do kind of like the 5-team fouls a quarter. Like that a little bit better. 50-20 lead for Lumen. Off the stop, Burgess through the lane. Euro step layup is in.
It does change the dynamics when you're trying to use the timeouts or the fouls to get the ball back at the end of the game. It does change the chess game a little bit. But it's about making it safer for the kids.
And an interception for Trope. Now moving through Burgess again. Layup left short. Rebound put back. Yes for Mackey.
That's why you follow. You know, your eye's always on the guy who's leading the fast break, but the trailer's the one has the opportunity to get little slot points too.
54-20 lead for Lumen. Final 10 seconds of the third. Tyndall through the lane, and another pass stolen away by Burgess. Lumen, 3 seconds left. Back for Zach Trope. Three at the buzzer. That's too strong, and that does it for the third.
Wow. It's a fun team to watch. This is a fun team to watch.
Lumen running all over Green Hills, looking like Sonic the Hedgehog out there. 54-20 going into the fourth and final quarter. Coming up next, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth and final quarter for tonight's basketball action. 54-20 lead for Lumen over Green Hills as Lumen not able to score in their first possession of the fourth. Green Hills going the other way. Noah Corley trying to guide his teammate Shear off the ball.
Yeah, he just got knotted up in that jump ball, and then the way he was directing his team, you could sense the frustration.
Now pass nearly tipped away. It's kept by Green Hills. Three on the left wing, off the mark for Griwo, and then Lumen the rebound. Up the floor for Williams. Now back on the right wing, driving through the lane. Getting back to the other side for sure. Williams again. About 1 minute into the fourth. Bounce pass down low. It's kicked away but kept by Williams. Stops in the lane. Now in the key. Scoring off the glass for Learned.
Well, they were just focusing on Williams, and he had three jerseys crashed down on him, and he was able to get the dump pass and go right on up with an easy two.
36-point lead for Lumen. Now another turnover. Intercepted there for Learned, and layup on the other end in by Shore.
Nice little kiss off the glass. Just defying physics with how that ball went up off the glass and through the hoop.
That was like a double or triple clutch there in midair. Oh. Able to flip it up and in. Now 38-point lead as Corley jump shot in the mid-range. No. Rebound down for Crowley. Kellen Crowley, that is. Now top of the key for Luke Trope. Back outside. Shore for Williams, top of the key. Another score for Lumen, and they can have a running clock. Back outside. Now for Williams in the near corner. Shoots the three. That's short. Rebound Corley, and another pass intercepted in the midcourt with a little bit of a press. Williams through the lane. Jam on the left hand. Doesn't even touch the rim.
It's just baffling to see what he can do on both sides of the floor.
Just effortless.
Yeah.
And it's a 40-point lead for Lumen. 5:37 to go, and that's going to be a running clock. It'll only stop for free throws or timeouts or injuries as a three-pointer on the left by Corley off the mark. Lumen up the floor. Lobbing it up to the head. Now floater through the lane. Blocked out of bounds by Chen.
Good block by Chen. Good feet. Good hustle on that. And waited to time that right. And now we've got multiple substitutions for the Titans.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of bench guys getting some run the rest of the way.
Well, he still has some leadership out there. He's got Learned out there, and yeah.
Not totally a third-string lineup out there, but still getting some guys some run. Brown, corner three. Yes!
And you'll probably see this crowd come to life a little bit. Some of these guys don't get as much playing time, able to get in, get their hands on it, and get some scores.
63-20 lead for Lumen over Green Hills, 4:38 and counting to go as we got a foul beneath the basket on Wes Learned. And we got two free throws on the way. Should get a call that on Shore. Looks like they do have the clock still running on free throw. I think it's within 2 minutes left. I think that's when they stopped the clock on free throws. This is the first free throw up and in for Rackett Davis. Broden Burgess back on for Ashton Cowan for the Titans. One more free throw on the way. And didn't get the second one with a rebound from Learned. Outlet up ahead, and it's going to be stolen away by Green Hills. Nearly turned Rover right back on the out-of-bounds.
That was really close to hitting that line.
Now in the front court for Ronnie Patel, getting his first action in this one. Gets a corner three. That one's left short. The rebound going to be tipped out of bounds by Merritt. Lumen ball the other way.
Contested three down there in the corner. That was a tough shot from the get-go.
Yeah, and that's been a consistent theme with Lumen. It seemed like every single shot Green Hills puts up, it's got a hand in there.
They're making them earn it.
63-21, 3:18 and counting in the fourth quarter as we got a score in the lane on Gibson Shore.
Gibby Shore, yeah, another one of the names we said quite a bit during the baseball season.
He's got four off the bench. Green Hills now trailing by 44, 3 minutes left in this one as we got another turnover. Lumen the steal, outlet pass, down low for Brown, shot in the lane, no. Rebound fought for, and Lumen gets it right back. Brown, back to the corner, three-pointer, Burgess, yes!
That's just... You can tell these guys are just having fun on the bench, out on the floor, just having some fun here tonight. Just in the dome.
In the dome, just a great ball movement, great defense, a lot of steals, a lot of easy scores. We've got a layup on the left hand for Sermon Griebel. And it's 68-23, 2:20 to go in the fourth. Lumen through the lane, lost it away, and Burgess with the turnover. Merritt back to the far side, pump fake, jump shot, yes, for Patel.
Nice move there. Get the little head fake, get the defender off his feet. You just take that one little dribble to the side, and you've got a wide-open jumper.
Final 2 minutes here, 68-25. Lumen drive on the baseline, no, too strong for Shore on the low block. Green Hills again. Patel on the left wing. He'll slow it down here for the Griffins. Now on the left for Merritt. Good closeout there for Brown. Back outside for Grewell. Now on the right, down low, block, dribbles. No on the shot for Rackick Dennis. Lumen again, near corner. Head fake on the three, got the defender in the air. Dish down low, score, and the foul from Learned.
Even these guys that are coming in off the bench, well, Learned's been out there quite a bit tonight, but, I mean, you're seeing the same kind of ball that you saw from their starters. Discipline, looking for the open guy, getting the shot with the highest probability.
And that's the system, plug and play any guy you want in there, and they're going to be playing the same way as the and one off, but the offensive rebound tipped out. Three-pointer on the left. That's short by Hammett. And we've got our final minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. Sermon Grewell has it. Now at the right elbow back outside for Merritt. And a pass intercepted again. Learned coast to coast layup. Yes, and another foul. Through the contact.
I'll be at the line shooting too. At some point, you're going to get into the part of this game in the last minute where you're just going to play keep away.
Yeah.
Just play keep away and let the seconds tick off.
So the clock, yeah, does stop on the free throws last 2 minutes in the running clock situation as the and one free throw is in for Learned. Final 55 seconds here, 73-25 for Lumen. Well on their way to their third consecutive win. Patel has it on the right, cuts in. Now trying to find his teammate. Double team in the corner, dribbles back out to the perimeter. Now on the left wing for Shear. Drives through the lane. Now in the near corner for Merritt. Back outside Shear. Final 30 seconds. Patel. Head fake on the three. Doesn't pull. Now moving around to the near corner for Shear. Back outside. Down low. Wide open score for Merritt.
Good patient basketball. Looking for the open guy. Getting that high probability shot.
They needed that patience earlier in this one.
And then they chewed up a good chunk of that minute. I'm just going to dribble it out here.
Yeah, final 5 seconds here. And that'll do it for Lumen. Big time home win. 73-27 is the final over the Green Hills Griffins. Just a dominant wire-to-wire win.
Yeah, from the get-go. Lumen just took control of this game. What was it? Second quarter, only allowed 3 points, 2 points. It was something like that. I mean, it was, yeah. Just took control of this game right from the start and never looked back.
When you're allowing single-digit points for three of the four quarters, you know it's a dominating defensive effort.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely. Of course, their offense was on fire tonight, too. It was just, both ends of the court. And especially, the first part of the game where they were playing that half-court press, then they went to the full-court press. They just said right from the beginning, we're going to make this a long night for you. And even when you have a running clock, when you're on the short end of the stick, it's a long night.
Yeah, and they just played well from the get-go offensively. Patient ball movement, getting the open shot, getting a lot of wide open threes specifically. And defensively, Green Hills, it was clear that they were trying to get a lot of threes themselves. They did make a couple there in the first quarter. It was a 19-12 first quarter for Lumen, and then second quarter, that's when they started to tighten the grip on the half court and full court press, forced a lot of turnovers, able to outscore the Griffins 13-3 in the second, and then third quarter just kept their foot on the gas, 22-5 before closing out with a 19-7 fourth quarter. Just pure domination on both sides for Lumen, and both teams looking like their records as Lumen improving to 15-1. Green Hills dropping their 10th in a row, dropping the 2-10 on the year.
I'm just wondering if we saw more from Greenhills, what we saw in that last minute, passing it around, being patient, looking for the open man. I'm wondering how much different this game would have been. Because Green, what they wanted to do all night, they were just throwing up threes. They were throwing up threes all night long. They looked like they had a decent guy in Chen down low.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just... That's one of the things I talk about on the daily all the time. You're going for threes, going for threes, going for... At some point, you got to make a pivot in that game and start going for the 2 points down low.
Yeah, and they just... It looks like, and we mentioned, like, the personnel doesn't look too bad as they... Again, moving the ball around, it looks like, as you mentioned, Chen down low. Corley looks like he has a nice outside touch. So I think they have some guys here, but just trying to get them into a good system defensively, make some adjustments with Lumen's getting wide open three after wide open three. Got to switch to a man at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then just offensively trying to be a little bit more patient like they showed in that last minute.
Well, Lumen got into a rhythm, and they stayed in that rhythm all night long. You get a couple of those going, get going. Yeah, basketball's a game of streaks. You get that rhythm going, and, you know, who knows? Who knows how it would have ended up? But, you know, Lumen just kind of smothering all night long, like we said, both on both sides of the ball. Just that defense and how scrappy they were, getting their hands in the passing lanes, just denying them and being difficult for them all night long.
We're going to take another timeout here. We're going to conclude our post-game show here as Lumen again takes down Green Hills 73-27. The post-game show continuing next on WKHM.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Blamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at blamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Blamers!
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
This is Jamie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're from Avenue Auto. Hey, Emily.
Yeah?
Last night, I dreamt that I was a muffler.
Then what happened?
I woke up exhausted.
Okay. Our jokes may be bad, but our selection of vehicles are exactly what you're looking for.
Avenue Auto on West Michigan Avenue, the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $15,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Our
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Blumen, another dominant performance, picking up their 14th win of the season. Taking down the Green Hills Griffins 73-27 as we go through some of the final point totals here. This about sums it up for Blumen, how much of a well-oiled machine they are. 12 different guys getting some points in this one, led by Cadell Williams, 14 points. We also got 8 points from Ashton Cowan and Luke Trope, as well as Broden Burgess. Also ended up with 7 from Wes Learned, 5 points from Isaac Mackey, 4 from Gibson Shore, and 3 points. Also got 7 points from Cash Kalahar as well. Can't forget about him. Also another 3 points, Zach Trope, Logan Hammett, Timmy Crowley, and J.J. Brown. Meanwhile, other side of the ball for the Griffins. 9 points for Noah Corley, 5 for Rowan Tindell, 4 for Cade Mason, 2 each for Sermon Grewell, Roni Patel, Brock Merritt, Andrew Chen, 1 for Maxim Rakic-Dennis. Just a dominant performance for the Titans.
Well, I think that 1 point was like right off the bat, wasn't it?
Yeah
because the Griffins got on the board first with that free throw. And then that was their mistake, because Lumen just took off from there.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lumen just domination both sides of the ball. And once they got cooking, especially defensively, that's really when they were able to just pull away starting in the second quarter, as they rolled the 73-27 win, as I mentioned, improving to 14-1 on the season, winning their third game in a row. Green Hills losing their 10th game in a row. They drop to 2-10, and Lumen sweeps the regular season series with this Green Hills team. As we, one more time, give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Protection Center, ALRO Metals and Plastics, Fuller's ChemDry, and Jenkins Insurance Agency Farm Bureau. That'll do it for tonight's game. On Friday, Lumen will take on Father Gabriel Richard on the road in Ann Arbor. For Mark W. Daly, as well as Kiara Rombeyer back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM.
Live, local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.